Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Cunningham. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Al Smith. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Early Wynn. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting second. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The right fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Robin Roberts. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Robin Roberts. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Roberts covering, for the out. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Adair moves to third. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Snyder moves to second. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is walked intentionally. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Adair scores. Snyder moves to third. Gentile moves to second. It's 1-0, Orioles. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A grand slam home run. It's 5-0, Orioles. Mike Joyce now pitching. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Joyce fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is called out on strikes. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball four. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a line drive into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Joyce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joyce is called out on strikes. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-1 in the game. Herzog hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Gentile hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-1 in the game. Cunningham hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Maxwell hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandoz is 0-for-1 in the game. Triandoz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0-for-1 in the game. Roberts bunts towards the mound. Joyce fields it and throws to first for the out. Triandoz moves to second. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Adair reaches second base with a double. Triandoz scores. It's 6-0, Orioles. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Hershberger. Snyder reaches second base with a double. Adair scores. It's 7-0, Orioles. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-1 in the game. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Roselli pinch hits for Mike Joyce. Bob Roselli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roselli strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Verl Tiefenthaler now pitching. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gentile takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Gentile moves to second. Gus Triandoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandoz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Triandoz takes first base on ball 4. Gentile moves to third. Powell moves to second. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hansen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gentile scores. Powell moves to third. Triandoz moves to second. It's 8-0, Orioles. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0-for-1 in the game. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cunningham hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Adair hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Herzog takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Gentile hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Maxwell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-2 in the game. Hershberger hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Hershberger. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Powell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith juggles the ball. That's an error on Smith. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hansen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Triandos moves to second. It's 9-0, Orioles. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0-for-2 in the game. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Typhon Haller fields it and throws to first for the out. Triandos moves to third. Hansen moves to second. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Adair hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Typhon Holler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Adair for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Sadowski pinch hits for Vertifant Holler. Bob Sadowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadowski hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Triando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Powell. Fox reaches second base with a double. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cunningham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Turk Lown now pitching. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Herzog hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Gentile is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-1, Orioles. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Maxwell hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-3 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.